This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Could Yanir Cano, Ryan Mountcastle, among others, be on the way out? The Orioles have a lot of guys they need to make a decision on. Most of them appear to be no-brainers to keep around. But here to talk about that and more covers the Orioles. For the Baltimore Sun, he's on the Window Nation guest hotline. He's Matt Wyrick. Matt, what is up?
What's up, Bob? How you doing?
Doing all right. And I was reading Bradley Doolittle's grade of the Grayson Rodriguez-Taylor Ward trade on ESPN, and let's just say the Orioles got a Haney, a D, where the Angels got an A-minus. And we know the particulars, the upside of Grayson and the walk year for Ward, whose power numbers against lefties is great, et cetera, not all that great of a defender, blah, blah, blah. It's that, you know what I mean? So what does Matt Wyrick think of the day of the trade now that we've had a couple of days to analyze the pros and the cons for both sides?
Yeah, you know, I think it was certainly surprising right off the bat. I mean, Grayson Rodriguez was such a key part of this organization and viewed as a potential frontline starter as recently as spring training. So for the fact that now here we are 9 months later and they're moving on from him in a deal that is clearly value-wise shifted in the Angels' favor, I think certainly came as a shock. But, you know, I do think that the 2026 roster did improve with this move. You know, I don't think you could really count on Grayson Rodriguez for anything more than a swingman type role in 2026, considering he hasn't pitched in a year and a half. He was going to need to build up his arm back. And, you know, Taylor Ward fills a need. They really needed a right-handed bat, corner outfielder type. And I think he's going to be, you know, somebody you can throw right in the middle of this lineup, potentially even lead off against lefties. So I do think that Ward is a good fit on this roster. I think it's going to be a risky play here, but certainly Mike Elias is pushing all his chips into the middle of the table here for a bounce back in 2026. And I think you do have to give him a little credit for that.
And that's a great point. Me and Nolan were talking about this a couple of days ago, where this is an all-in for now move, because even though Mike Elias has the fancy title with the promotion and all that, another fifth place finish might not bode well for his future. And for the immediate, I mean, what, the Orioles didn't have one guy hit over 20 home runs last year, a year after finishing second in the majors in that capacity. So is this an indicator that this is just the tip of the iceberg for these in the chips in the middle of the table moves that Elias could make this offseason?
Well, it certainly seems that they're being aggressive. I mean, they jumped the market on the Andrew Kittredge deal, which I thought was a really savvy move. If you look at the other relievers that are expected to be moved this offseason, there aren't really any closer types that jump off the page. So, you know, Kittredge might be the best reliever move this winter, and all they had to do was give up some cash for him. So I thought that was a really savvy play by the front office, and they've certainly been aggressive trading Alex Jackson today, getting ahead of the non-tender deadline with him, and in this Grayson Rodriguez deal as well. It seems like they're active. You know, obviously we heard this last offseason, and they didn't end up making a big splash, but they did spend a good amount of money. You know, they were right in the middle of the league in payroll, and, you know, David Rubenstein's comments, you know, I think bode into believing that they could creep towards the top 10. So with between that and the money that they freed up this offseason with the guys they traded at the deadline, Zach Eflin being a free agent, Gary Sanchez, et cetera, You know, I do think there's a lot of room for them payroll-wise to improve this roster, and I fully expect, and I think that should be the expectation, that they go out and do it this winter to forcefully put themselves back in the AL East race.
Matt Weirich, Baltimore Sun, talking Orioles here on this Featured Artist Friday. Bob Haney, Nolan McGraw. Non-tender day is today. What's it, 8 o'clock, Matt? Correct me if I'm wrong. Is the deadline, you know, we can get into this another subject where Rodriguez was a Duquette guy. Here we got the old Brian Mountcastle, Duquette guy, and, you know, Elias wants Elias guys. I don't know if you're buying into that. But first of all, Ryan Mountcastle, has he played his last game in an Orioles uniform, due to make a raise if, in fact, the Orioles do tender him and take it to that level?
I do think it's more likely that the Orioles non-tender him today, but I don't think it's necessarily as foregone a conclusion as maybe some people believe. I mean, you know, we're still a year removed from Mountcastle being a pretty dependable hitter, above average hitter for the Orioles. Certainly they moved the wall back in left field at Camden Yards, which would help him if he were to be given a full season, you know, to be healthy, which he did not have last year because of the hamstring injury. So I do think that it's an awkward roster fit, and obviously the hope that Coby Mayo can take over the first base job and run with it is going to be a major factor here. Also, Samuel Basayo expected to slot in at first base a little bit as well. And any moves they make this offseason, you know, somebody might have to play first base if they really go out and get a star hitter, because some of the guys like Kyle Schwarber, Pete Alonso, Cody Bellinger play some first base. So I do think that it is more likely that Ryan Mountcastle has played his last game in Baltimore, but certainly, you know, somebody who, you know, you don't necessarily want to be burned on if he's going to come back and hit 25 homers next year. If he does do that, that would be a modest price for it at what his arbitration is projected to be.
Now, 2 years ago, we talked about Yennier Cano being bye-bye. People be floored, myself included, as he was an all-star, but we saw in 25, totally opposite scenario there. Has Cano thrown his last pitch for the Orioles? Another guy that has to get that hard decision today.
Yeah, I'd be pretty surprised if they do cut bait with Yennier Cano, you know, not just because, you know, his past indicates he could bounce back and be an all-star caliber reliever. He's shown that he can do that. But also because, you know, their bullpen has enough openings already in after all the guys that they moved at last year's deadline, that I'd be pretty surprised if they're willing to give up proven major league arms, even ones who are coming off of a down year such as Cano. And Cano's, you know, kind of trended up and down over the last year and a half now, where we haven't really seen him at his best. But, you know, if you look at his pitch usages last year, he was testing out a couple of pitches that weren't really working for him. And I think if he gets back to kind of his roots of using those breaking balls down and in to get the ground balls, not going for as much swing and miss, I think he could kind of get back to being a reliable fireman type reliever that he was. And maybe his expectations were set a little bit too high with that breakout season he had in his first year in Baltimore.
All right, staying with the bullpen, what are the Orioles' options for closer? Is that option currently in any sort of Oriole organizational situation, or is that guy still out there waiting to be acquired? And we were talking about, me and Nolan, about the Iglesias signing and how that might change the market a little bit, maybe in a negative way if you're trying to be cheap with the spending.
Iglesias is probably in the second tier of closers available, just given his age. He's certainly been an effective closer for Atlanta the last few seasons, and you know, is one of the better ones over the past 10 years. But I do think that the main close that the Orioles are going to have next season is probably not in the organization right now. You know, Keegan Aiken was okay in that role, but certainly isn't necessarily being depended on to be a closer moving forward. Kittredge also, I think, could step in, but more profiles as a setup man. So I do think they go out and get a closer. I think that's one of the big items on Mike Elias' shopping list this offseason. And, you know, there's some options at the top end of the market. And, you know, with Felix Bautista's uncertainty in terms of his long-term health and ability to get back to the guy he was, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if they go out and get a multi-year deal for a closer this winter. I mean, you know, last time they go and get Craig Kimbrell was a stopgap because, you know, they had Felix Bautista coming back from injury. But now his second major surgery, you know, he wasn't even able to really get back to the full velocity that he had pre-Tommy John this year. You know, I just don't think you can necessarily count on Felix Bautista at this point to be anything more than a wild card. So I would not be surprised to see them try and address that position long term.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Matt Weirich, Baltimore Sun, Bob Haney, Nolan McGraw. Matt, last thing for you. Looks like Albie's coaching staff starting to come together a little bit, and it looks like he has some, you know, authority in regards to who he wants to bring in. But outside of Hank Conger, I got to be honest with you, haven't really heard of any of these dudes. But what are the Orioles looking for in regards to replenishing the coaching staff? A couple of guys, Buck Britton, for instance, are sticking around. Your impressions of what they're doing there and putting together a new dugout power structure here.
Yeah, I certainly agree with you that it looks like Craig Albernaz is getting a lot of authority to make the hires that he wants to on this coaching staff. They have a couple of holdovers, notably on the pitching side, which I think, you know, all things considered last year, ended up not really being the big problem with the team. And certainly for Trevor Rogers' breakout and Kyle Bradish and Tyler Wells to come back looking good, you know, I think there were some organizational wins on the pitching side last year. That makes sense why they'd want to keep that gang around. But it does seem like Albernaz is getting to pick some of his guys. I thought that Donnie Ecker, you know, World Series champion with the Texas Rangers, was a notable hire to be his bench coach. And Dustin Lind, who worked under Kevin Long in Philadelphia, you know, I think Kevin Long is one of the best hitting coaches in baseball, if not the best hitting coach in baseball. And he comes with this really deep background in pitch selection and plate discipline that I think could bode really well for this organization. So I think it's interesting that they brought in a lot of new names on the hitting side, names that, you know, maybe could bring in fresh perspectives for a group that kind of stagnated last year.
He is Matt Weirich, Baltimore Sun. Matt, appreciate the time as always. Have a great Thanksgiving, you and the family, and we'll catch up with you soon.
Appreciate it, man. Until next time.
There you go. Matt Weirich, everybody. We'll come back, take your phone calls, reset with Nolan McGraw. Feel free to get in at 410-583-1057. At about lunch at 1 o'clock, we'll look at the Week 12 schedule in the National Football League. Frank Burleson, Hall of Fame basketball writer, Burleson on basketball, joins us at 1:30. Talks about the start of the college hoop season with the Big Ten looking pretty strong, or is it a top-heavy league?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help. You save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.